morning. It's so nice to be with you again. My goodness, the time goes by so fast. Let me ask you a question, and that is, how was your Easter weekend? I'm smiling, yes I am, because I'm sure that if I ask you, you would say, well, it was really, really different. Well, if you lived in northern Wisconsin, you would say, we had a big snowstorm on Easter Sunday. Yes, we did, and I tell you, it was so beautiful because it just clung to the trees, and the woods was just lovely. You just couldn't help but go and look out the window. And I dare say that many would have stayed home from church if it had happened on Easter. Well, my granddaughter Jackie, bless her heart, she arranged to have 10 of our Steward families gather on Skype and visit together for a whole hour. What a blessing. And you know what? During our conversation, she asked us two different special questions. One was, what you have for dinner? And most of us, I'll have to say, had ham. And then she asked us how each family was doing by being homebound. So she wanted us to share our thoughts. And my goodness, it was so good to visit and have them. And I'll have to say, almost everybody said they were busy and content. So that was good, even the children. And oh, what fun it was to see the babies and how they're growing. You know what? That Skype blows my mind, and that's because I'm an old-timer. It's hard for me to get used to seeing somebody on the computer. And so it was so good to visit together and even see one another. This new technology, and I suppose it's not very new to you folks, the young ones anyway. And it amazes me how easy it is for the young people to pick it up and just go for it. Well, that's not easy for me. I just struggle with it. And that's okay. At least I'm trying. Well, as I look out my office window, by the way, I'm on telephone because I can't leave the house the same as you can't. Well, the trees were bending over on the white snow, and it was just like a fairyland. Well, that reminded me of that beautiful psalm. Psalm 51 is one of my favorites. In fact, I think it is my favorite, and I read it a lot. And by the way, I've had so many people say to me, I really don't know how to pray. Well, this is a model prayer prayed by King David after he had sinned and committed adultery with Bathsheba. And Nathan the prophet, after about a year, even after the baby came, confronted David and said that he was guilty before God. And that the Lord knew about it all along. He was watching the whole scene. And David realized, like all of us have to, that he had sinned against a holy God. And so I want to take time to visit with you from that very psalm. I'll not do it in detail like I have in the past, but I want to go over the verses because I feel like this chapter is something that each one of us need to do as adults and even as young people, teenagers, and as far down as the little ones that know him as Savior. It is a model prayer that we can go by and pray from our own hearts. So let me read. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'll read probably about 10 verses. And here's how it goes. Have mercy on me, O God. Here he is, crying out for mercy. And the Lord promised us that he would give it. It said, and he says, according to your loving kindness, according to your multitude of tender mercies, and here's what he's crying out, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from sin. Oh, how we all need that every day, don't we? I know I do. Then he went on to say, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou might be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge. And then he says, behold. And remember that word, behold, means it's absolutely amazing. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You've heard me give that verse so many times from Romans, the 3rd chapter. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that's the finger is pointed to each one of us. And then he says, behold, you desire truth, speaking the truth in our hearts and in the hidden part that shall make me to know wisdom. Then he goes on and continues and says, purge me with hyssop. And you remember, the people would dip a twig of a hyssop, which is a bush found over in the Holy Land, and they would take that twig with the leaves on it and dip it in the blood of an animal and dop it on the doorpost so that the death angel would pass by their home. So here he is using that same term, purge me with hyssop. In other words, clean my heart and I will be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. And that's what I was thinking of this morning when I was thinking of you. And he says, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken, in other words, the conviction that the Holy Spirit brought on his heart, broke his heart, that he had sinned against God. You know, whenever we do sin, we sin against a holy God. And he says, hide my face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquities. And I love this 10th verse. It says, create in me, O God, a clean heart. Isn't that beautiful? And you know what? That's exactly what I've asked the Lord to do in my heart all during this crisis of the coronavirus. Yes, all of us are facing it. Many of us are housebound because many people are working from home and many people are out of work. So we're all thinking and wondering what's going to happen. Well, I'll tell you, you can trust the Lord in all of these circumstances because everything's going to turn out okay. You know why? Because Jesus is Lord. Yes, he reigns, and he's going to take control and help each one of us to have an even better life after all of this is over. Well, my message is a little shorter today because I have an appointment at the clinic. And you know what they did? Yes, they cut their hours and changed mine to right smack dab and when I do my broadcast. So I'm doing this over the phone on Monday so that you can have a little bit of comment from me on Tuesday, okay? Let me leave you with this. Believers, stand firm for Jesus. You can do it. Yes, you can. And those of you who have never asked Jesus in your heart, why don't you do it today? It really pays to know where you're going to spend eternity. And you know what? If I know all of you out there, you're going to think about that very thing. Where will I spend eternity? Why don't you decide today, okay? It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.